Thank you for calling Essential RV. This is Dre.
Hi, Dre. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. From Local where?
Local Splash. I got an inquiry that you filled out on Sunday, or someone did, and it just said small business on there. I don't know if you were looking for...
Oh, yes. My wife did mention that someone was supposed to be calling me about advertising.
Yes, yes. Okay, so she was the one that did it. That makes sense. Then tell me a little bit about your business. What type of, I see Essential RV Sealers is the email, right, at Gmail?
Yes, yes. But we have definitely branched out from just sealing.
Okay.
We do everything now. So we're a mobile RV repair, and we fix RVs on call, on site. So no shop. We come to you.
Excellent. So you have tools and everything, it sounds like, and you go out and just
yes.
do it as
yes.
needed, right? That's very cool.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then...
Trucks, trailers.
Uh-huh. Oh, so how big's your crew?
It's three of us now.
Okay.
Well, actually two. So there's two full-time and there's one part-time.
Okay, so two full-time, one part-time. And then where are you located?
We're in South Florida, so we service the West Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami area.
Okay. Very good area, huh? I bet there's a lot of RV repair needed down there, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
So what'd you say after Broward, West Palm Beach, Broward, and where else?
Yeah, West Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami. We also service the
Miami.
Keys.
Okay, and the Keys. Okay. And then what, do you have anything set up for your business already online, like a website or a business Facebook or anything yet?
We do have a Facebook that's pretty inactive.
Okay.
We're advertising on Yelp right now.
Okay.
But that is the reason why we're looking for somewhere else, because Yelp is not really, cutting it. You know, there's a lot of funny stuff going on with them, and I don't like the vibe.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I hear that a lot with Yelp, and especially with like a mobile RV repair business. You know, most people use Yelp for like restaurant reviews and things like that, you know?
Right.
Google will really dominate what you need, because statistically speaking, when a consumer needs a product or a service, 87%
mm-hmm.
will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that
right.
only leaves 13%, where if you take Yelp and even Facebook and Yellow Pages and lead services all combined, they're only getting 13%, right? So I've
right.
heard that before, what you said. And then what I would definitely recommend for you is what's called our Platinum Package. What it would do is it would take you from having, you know, a fairly weak internet presence and give you the most dominant internet presence locally, put you on a spotlight position on that first page so that your phone starts ringing with new clients. Okay.
Right.
So what this program would entail is we would program you into the first page of Google and Bing. We would also submit you to some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. And for you, that's huge. You know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Yep. A lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge market, you know, that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then
yes.
because we are a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if your Facebook you feel is a little bit out of date, we would, you know, refresh it and update it for you and use it to run ads. And you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, how that next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So, you know,
sounds
it's designed
amazing.
To bring you. Oh, it's really amazing. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. And so let me just see here. How long have you been in business, Dre?
Going on 10 years now.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you'll qualify for our legacy rate pricing, which would bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial
okay.
investment would be $398. Now, okay. I see, well, you said you have the Facebook, but you don't have a website yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had a website, but I kind of let it go because I wasn't getting any leads through it. So I didn't see the purpose of keeping it. So we did let
okay.
The IRL go.
Okay. So the reason that happened is because a website in and of itself can't bring you clients, right? I've actually spoken with all kinds of different business owners over the years, and some have these beautiful websites that they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on that have all the bells and whistles, and others have a, you know, more affordable site where they went to Wix or GoDaddy and did it themselves or had a friend do it. And across the board, they all say the same thing. You know, the website never brought me a client. And that's because if it's not getting exposure, that website becomes like a beautiful billboard that's out in the desert, right? If nobody can see
right.
it, nobody can, you know, hire you off of it. So
yeah,
the reason, I kind of brought that up is that we build Google compliant websites here. They're highly rankable, so they'll get you the exposure that you need to attract new clients. And they charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I could do is explain your situation to my director and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost. Because my thought there, Dre, is that, you know, it's 2025 and probably eventually you'll need to revamp a site anyway, you know, especially if
right.
you're growing and you want to sustain, you know, that three-man crew. And then, you know, what I would have to do is send out the request and explain your situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going, you know, for $398 out the door and include
uh-huh.
the website, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Right. Yeah. Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually really excited for you because you're in a hot area for this. So give me a second here because I have to just send out the request. And then while I wait on their response, we're on a GChat system throughout the office. So usually I will hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I'll just verify your information. So if all goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the same one that your wife put on the form here, essentialrvsealers@gmail?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then what's your last name, Dre?
Crenshaw, Crenshaw.
Got it. And then is this the phone number that you use for client calls, or was this a personal line
yes.
that your wife put
no,
in?
No, this is the business line.
Everything. Okay, perfect. Is
yeah.
there an alternate number for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
There's my personal number, but I really don't answer that unless it's family calling, so that
okay.
wouldn't be a good number for you guys to have. Yeah, but I answer every call from the business line, which is why she gave you this one.
Excellent. Okay. So I see on the Yelp, it's 786-607-8012. Is that your wife's number or is that your personal
number?
No,
that's so Yelp hides, which is another reason that I kind of want to get away from them. They hide
yeah.
the numbers. They hide all of my customers' numbers. So I don't really see the real number. I'm constantly having, especially like if I'm in the field, I'm constantly having
oh.
to tell customers, take my real number down because this one is not going to work, which is just, I mean.
Got it.
It's a real pain in the butt, you know?
We do call tracking numbers too, but I didn't know that Yelp was doing it. One thing that you'll like about the way we do it is that we have an app. You can go to your iPhone or your Android store and you can download the Local Splash app. And that way, mm-hmm. when people contact you through the call tracking number, you can respond to them in real time and you don't have to have them write down another number. If they text you, you'll get it, you know,
right.
through the app.
And that's another
is
thing
great.
Is they can call that number, but a lot of people try to text that number. And it doesn't go
oh,
through
and it, doesn't go
it only receives calls.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that I asked. I'm going to not even put this number anywhere on your account because you wouldn't need to use it because
right.
it's something separate through Yelp. Okay. I'm so happy I asked that. Okay. And then for the business itself, do you like to just promote it as Essential RV or would I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
It's a Essential RV Mobile RV Hit Repair.
Okay, I like that too because I think the way that they're showing it, it's just too basic. You don't know what it
right.
is, you know, if you're mobile sales or, you know, so Essential RV, Mobile RV Repair, right?
Yeah. Is there, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a job right now. I'm really interested in everything that you're saying. Could you call me back in, let's say, like an hour?
Of course. Yep, no problem. I'll call you in an hour and we'll pick up where we left off. My name's
yes,
Tina.
Please.
I'm at extension 777. I'll text you my direct line. That way, if you finish quicker, you can call me. If not, I'll call you in an hour or so, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.